Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
On fire. World is still on fire. This is an older video, but wow.
Could you stop?
No.
Thank you.
I'm getting emotional.
Who is here? I did not get paid enough for this.
Exactly.
I don't know if you heard about this one. This was a look like a very privileged, although they found out that she wasn't that privileged, white female student at the University of Kentucky, plastered off of her mind, being unconscionably racist, horrifically racist, demeaning, ugly, evil, disgusting. There's other videos of her. She was a spokesperson for Dillard's. Hey, Dillard's, that's done. The argument was that I don't think she was expelled yet, which is insane. She has to have been. Because if not, this goes along with the other tensions that are happening in our world right now. Like, you can't, if this girl isn't expelled, then you're co-signing it. That's it. It's fucking scary, man. Like, I feel like every town is less hillbilly because of the internet and there's all these hipster spots, and Kentucky is one of them. Like, it's not as hillbilly as you think now. It's actually really beautiful, a lot of parts of it, but this shit is so backwards. And then she tries to say, I was drunk. Like, so when you're drunk, you become your true race, super racist self. The video, I don't want to focus so much on her because it's easy to see that she's, that's just fucking terrible. It's like fucking terrible. She's probably an alcoholic. Who the fuck knows what she learns, where she learns this at home. Her peer group, I heard a peer group was sticking up for her, co-signing some shit. How much racism is in her family? It doesn't matter. You're 22 years old. You got a fucking phone. You have a brain. You're going to college. I don't care how many white claws you are. You know that that's fucking evil. Okay? Don't fucking say this shit. You know that's not right. But I don't want to focus on her as much as this other girl is incredible. This other girl is like, first of all, this girl is a senior drunk Karen in training at Becky. And the other girl is a freshman, and she was working the quad, and this girl tried to go up, and she's like, hey, you can't go there, whatever, and then she started coming after her and being racist and attacked her, assaulted her. The other girl literally is laughing it off, like, and I don't think it was covering. I think she was just like, she has such a strong sense of self, the calm and the class and the dignity that this young woman showed, that was insanely incredible. She should be applauded. She should be on every nightly news show right now. This video should be shown everywhere. It's not. You're not hearing about it, which is weird. It should be everywhere. It should be divisive. It should cause a stink. There was a big rally at Kentucky, but I don't know. If the girl's out, then that's a start. Because there was no humor in. Like, there, nothing was, you were ugly. Everything she did was ugly. It was ugly spirit, ugly soul, ugliness. It's everything we don't need in this world. It's just ugly. Privileged, fucking drunk, fucking slopping around. Who knows where the fuck she's going to go that night. And this girl is, like, working the duck wad, repping Kentucky. Like, I don't get paid enough for this. Like, so big, big props to her. It's incredible. We could all learn a lesson in restraint from this young lady. But if this woman's not kicked out, again, if you want racism to go away, you need to expose it when it's there, show its ugly head, and then you need to look at accountability and go, is this chick out? I think Dillard's got rid of her, but like Kentucky, if she's still at Kentucky, then that's an issue, a humongous issue. Okay, yeah, Dillard's got rid of her. Yeah, this woman could have, the young girl could have whipped her ass. She could have whipped her ass, and she didn't. Restraint was incredible.
I'm Jalen Rose, and I would like to apologize for a comment I made earlier on NBA Countdown. I questioned why a woman's name who had an alleged affair with Celtics head coach Ime Udoka was not made public. After an internal investigation, and it was discovered that she was a subordinate to the head coach, I now understand fully why her name should not be released to the public. Now back to our NBA coverage.
So this is insane. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but this was, again, like the NBA is pushing a lot of things right now that are hot buttons in our zeitgeist, which is good, but like examples of how they could be across many fathoms of our world, facets. So Jalen Rose is an announcer. He's great, an ex-player, Fab Five, a real down-ass dude from the D. Detroit, he's like a homie, you know what I mean? He's like from the hood, and he's one of the most realist broadcasters when talking about basketball. He's, you know, he speaks like the everyman with inside knowledge, and this is clearly extortion. Like, so he had an opinion because the Boston coach, I don't know enough, got fired for having a consensual affair with a female within the Celtics organization, and he was immediately suspended for such affair. I think he was taken down too. And so everyone named the names of him, but not her, which is weird. He loses his job. He's on suspension. He took him to the finals, I believe, in his first year. So he's really adept at his job. And he was like, why isn't she named? Like, why is it this dude, the black man, is having to bear the brunt of this? Which is a very good question. Was the chick underage? Was there an illegal act? Everyone said it was consensual, adults. So what's going on? He questioned it. And then literally, before they went back to the game, gun to the head, made him read that teleprompter. And everyone's like, yo, bro, he's not a sellout. People are calling him a sellout. He just wants to keep his bag, which I understand what people are saying. He's like, look, man, his life, he doesn't want to lose his job, which should make you question everything. ESPN does not keep it real. They keep it real maybe with stats. That's it. They're all controlled. You know that. Like, everybody in the streets talking, like, all these. But I didn't ever thought you thought they were real anyway. Like, they can only be. Jay Williams is super real. Jalen, I thought was real. He's still real, but he wants to keep his bag. We get it. Why they could never show the woman's name, I don't know. The rumor is, hopefully it's nothing bad, but the rumor is that she was like either the president of operations wife or the owner's wife. It was something very embarrassing that the coach was stupping her. They were stupping somebody very high up's wife, and they don't want that out because it would just look bad on the person. So they literally jammed him in, held him there at fucking point and said, read this shit because the Celtics make a lot of money. I don't know. But for anyone that ever go, oh, listen to what the TV said. The TV is literally programmed, man. It's programmed. It ain't real. Even when you think you're watching real, it ain't real. It's worked. So it's, yeah, I don't blame him. I understand he wants to keep his bag. He should just say that, but he can't say that. I'm sure if you saw him at Starbucks and you'd be real with him, if you're in a circle, I'd be like, look, man, I don't want to get fucking fired, all right? They made me say the shit. I just think people have to expect less of announcers and stuff, like sports guys. They were pushing the vax. They were shaming Aaron Rodgers. They picked their villains. They're owned by Disney. I get it. They're a big corporation. But when those announcers actually believe they're being like these noble people, come on, man. You're a very well-paid, disseminator of information that is you're supposed to say. It's not your opinion. It's your company's opinion. You can say it's your opinion, but let me hear. And there's very good talking heads, man. There's people out there that are low key, like you make it think it's them. But because if they say something controversial, they'll never stick behind it if they could lose their job. Jay Williams, the only one I've seen so far. Other dude who's an amazing, JJ Redick, he pushes the line. Really good. Really smart. Tim Legs, I love Legs. He doesn't get involved in all that. He's just an amazing analyst. Yeah, I love ESPN, but I had some beef with one of their legends one time. It was very rude to me, but I'll tell you another day. Very rude. I was like, this guy is supposed to be whatever. It was not nice. I think Stephen A is hilarious. He keeps it real to a point. He's really real, but, you know, I understand. He'll never want to lose his job, and I get it. The guy's a superstar. Anyway, I'll shut up. Here's another example. So I'll just show it to you. An able-bodied man who identifies as a disabled woman has been interviewed sympathetically on Norwegian TV. A man in Norway is sparking outrage on social media after sympathetically interviewed his decision to begin identifying as a disabled woman. He stated that he'd always wished he'd been born a woman who was paralyzed from the waist down. So the first thing I think is this controlled opposition or trolling, because this is so insane. So trolling is trolling to get attention. Controlled opposition is to make the woke movement look so ridiculous. They put super ridiculous on the other side to then get people like me angry. So then we rally against it. Or is it real? Look, if it's real, it's fucking insane. And this is what I'm saying. In my opinion, people are going to push the line till there it is erased. Why? Do you want to hear my real opinion? I don't know if I could tell it to you and get my monetized. They want Sodom and Gomorrah. The powers that be want to disrupt any facet of normalcy. They want a lawless society that we cannot even begin. They want our reality so questioned that we don't even know which way is up, and just stuff us with content and dings and bells and tweets and videos and Meta and VR. They want porn and ice cream ads. They want cats licking their owner's taint. They want the line blurred between adults and children. It goes deep. I'm telling you, this shit is getting beyond biblical. You don't have to believe me. You can think I'm crazy. You can edit this part out. They want to have no, this person will be more normalized than what my beliefs are. You watch. They do not want any resistance at all. It's already happening. Go to CVS, watch a person rob a store. Boom. Walk in. Say, I feel like I'm a cripple. That's how I identify. Don't shame them. Hey, don't call me. Don't say the word pedophile. Say just minor attracted person. Don't say bestiality. Just say, I have an adoration for my parakeet. Like, that's where they're at. That's where the powers that be, everything that the conspiracy theorists tell you is true. Do not. I will stand behind that. I don't care if my fucking career is at risk. I don't want a career if people are going to accept this shit. There's a difference between acceptance and lawlessness. And we're headed already in lawlessness. So even though this could be funny and considered a joke, it's actually a symbol of what's to come. Just my opinion. Oh, I love this one. So I heard this. Miss Argentina and Miss Puerto Rico announced they have married in secret. And I thought, oh, that's so wild. Like, oh, I guess they're both South American or Latinas, so they had their weddings at the same time. That's my ignorant cisgender male piece of shit ass, right? That's my first thought. My first thought. So yes, you can judge me and I can learn. But apparently Miss Argentina and Miss Puerto Rico got married, yo, like to each other. And the newlyweds revealed that they've been in a private relationship for 2 years. It's beautiful. This is a couple things. Hey, they're just two women that love each other. But from the idiot perspective, that's two lipsticks. Lipsticks usually, what's wild is there's this whole trend on TikTok where women are sick of men. Like, I tell you this, the lesbian rate is going up. If you're a butch or if you're bully and you got some game, you can take down a bunch of 10s right now because there's a lot of women just over men. It's on TikTok. I see it. I'll even do another video after this about it. And it's fucking happening. But what you used to see is you used to see the traditional lesbian relationship, in my experience, was always like, can I say bold dyke? Can I say that? Is that not cool? Okay. Let's just say a butch lesbian, butch type, short haircut, that type, little short, stocky, and usually with a heater, a hot heater. Or there was those girls that were Hillary Swank, look like really pretty girls that look almost young men-ish or, you know, they have the boyish features, but they're like 30 or 25. And then you realize that they're like women, but they hide their bodies well, and they will steal your girl. Woo! I got some good stories about this beautiful, like straight butch tomboy chick, but not tatted up at all. Real pretty, but like a pretty, like what we would think a traditional like pretty boy would look like. Like a, you know, like a good looking guy that's shaved and stuff, but is a woman like with a nice body and everything, but he hides it with like tomboyish. And Dell hang out. I had this girl one time, she hung out after the show and I was talking to this different girl and poof, by the end of the night, zip zap, beep, she snatched that shit quicker than fucking deep fried oyster off of Bourbon Street. You know what I'm saying? Like she was quick with it. I respect the game. Tough game. That was a game, a pretty butch. That's tough to compete against. I you know, worthy opponents. They can snatch any dudes. Chick, they got game because they know. No, one of the greatest things I ever heard is nobody knows a woman like a woman. And that's just no cap. Like, that's just true. And I hear how women are, dudes, just all these videos about how women are like, men don't like make them orgasm correctly and stuff. So, look, I get it. But this is just shocking because it's two beauty queens and all the traditions that you think of and all. It's like, you know, straight and all that stuff. But God bless them. I hope they're happy. They'll probably pave the way. Or maybe it's a phase or maybe, you know, they'll be forever. I don't know. But it shows you I'm taking an L here. My ignorant ass thought, oh, they had like conjoined weddings. Isn't that cute?
Oh, the pressure from Dunlap. And now Moore and Manuel gets away, but forget about it.
Unblockable. Well, it's easy to be unblockable when the right guard forgets to go out in a stance.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what kind of gimmick play that was, but it didn't work.
And now Moore and Manuel gets away.
Right guard forgets to go out in a...
People say there's a glitch in the Matrix. He moved his head a little. I really wanted to believe that, but then I read about it. But it's pretty amazing. Apparently, he kept going off his fucking block, and he kept getting offside calls. So he didn't move. The coach said, just stand there. Who gives a fuck if you have to play? Do not get an offside call. And he was so scared that he didn't move for the whole play. But I really want to believe it's a glitch in the Matrix. But that explanation was pretty good. But it's a crazy video, right? Well, this is something that probably should be talked about every hour, but for some reason they're not talking about it.
A planet killer asteroid has been spotted in Earth's vicinity, the biggest in years. I'm serious about this. Can't make it up. We could be on a collision course many, many years from now. The thing is, scientists aren't sure exactly when. CNN Space and Defense correspondent Kristen Fisher is here to explain. Just how worried should we be, Kristen?
Well, you know, Anna, these asteroids definitely pose a risk, but it's a different risk. But I tell you what's more concerning is almost how they were found. There were three large near-Earth asteroids.
Did you ever notice they get the most beautiful anchors to deliver us the most fucked up information? It's just like hiding peas in the applesauce that your mom did. Like, it's just to get us to... Look, these women are incredible because they're really good at delivering the information. Like, I believe they're just making it up, but it's the teleprompter. Look, it's predictive programming. Have you ever heard of that? Or long lead predictive programming, or there's another term for it. Listen, this is Armageddon. This is the movie. I mean, they show us what's happening. Priming. It's either priming or predictive programming, which I believe because all the movies I've seen, there's so much kernels of truth, even in the most fantastical ones now. This is a fantastical one. And so whether you believe in predestination or we are NPCs or we're a player one, predestination means, do you follow the path of your life or does your life unfold because you're doing it as everyone else NPCs, which we do believe there's a lot of NPCs out there. Or do the writers of Armageddon get the idea because it came in from the larger ruler of whatever we are so it can play out later? I'm starting to believe that more and more. All right, guys. Love you. Hit like, hit subscribe. We're building this mofo up. Subscribe to my Patreon. Let me know if you want merch. Go to website jamiecannon.com for all of my tour updates. Fuck, later.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.